Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." When pride cometh, then cometh shame. In 1 Peter chapter 5, we find this. It says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." And so the question and the inspiration this morning is, which side of that equation are we on? Are we on the side of pride or on the side of humility? Now, most everyone would say, "Oh, I'm a humble person." But you know, there's some things here that stand out. The first thing that stands out is that God resists the proud. So if God is resisting, if things are not going well, that could be a sign of pride. Then also we have this shame that, is the result of pride. Now, here's what I'd like to bring out as we consider this subject of pride, and it talks about being subject one to another. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. And so I believe that if we want to have the acid test of what it is to, of what pride is, it's the refusal to be subject to another. And so if we refuse to be subject to another, we refuse to say that someone else can speak into our lives, isn't that truly then a signal of pride? And doesn't that then, it says here, we started in Proverbs chapter 11, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. And what is wisdom? It's being subject. It's being able to hear what our brother would say. Now, consider verse 12 in that same chapter. It says, "He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace." So if you're one that's quick to argue and quick to defend your position and quick to say that, no, in fact, someone else is wrong and I'm right, then I'm afraid that you might be falling into this area of being proud. And it says there's two things that happen. God resists the proud, and then when cometh pride, then cometh shame. And so I hope you're inspired this morning to open up your hearts and to allow others to speak into your life, others to make correction, and not to have such an attitude, such an opinion of ourselves that we would say, I know better than anyone else. And so God bless you as you consider these things today. Now, if you'd like to leave a message for the ministry at the Fountain of Life, you can use the mailbox 99, and that's a voicemail, and you can leave a voicemail there. So I'd like to encourage you to do that if you would like to leave a message. So God bless you.